From Austin Film Festival, this is On Story, a look inside the creative process from today's leading writers and filmmakers. I'm your host, Barbara Morgan. On Story features discussions with a diverse array of voices who use the language of film and television to tell a story. All of our content is recorded live at the Austin Film Festival and Conference, at our year-round events, and in up-to-the-minute interviews. This special presentation of On Story is a closer look at some of the incredible films chosen to screen at the 25th annual Austin Film Festival. We talked with the filmmakers whose work represents some of the most original voices in filmmaking from around the world, about the challenges they faced in the creative process, and the breakthroughs that led them to the Austin Film Festival. Writer-director Nathan Demming presents one of the most touching and complex films in our lineup this year. His film, Speaking in Tongues, delves into the hard questions of faith, love, sexuality, and community in our modern world. Speaking in Tongues screens October 27th at the Hideout Theater and October 31st at the Galaxy Highland.
Hi. I'm Nathan, the co-writer and director.
And I'm Laurie. I'm the other co-writer and producer. One of the producers.
Yeah, so Speaking in Tongues is a movie based on my college experiences. I joined this mega church in college and got very religious for a short amount of time and was very passionate in my beliefs. And then eventually, kind of, the more I learned about the church, the more I kind of wondered what their values really were and if it was all real in the first place. So the film is basically that story, a journey from kind of into extreme belief and out of it in the Midwest in the kind of Christian mega church hipster setting.
And what attracted you to this project, both of you?
So for me, I mean, me and Nathan met at film school in London, and we'd worked together before this on a few short films that I'd kind of been a script editor on. And we'd had conversations about him having, you know, once been religious. And, you know, when you meet Nathan now, he's very much quite an outspoken atheist. I think that's fair to say, Nathan. it was always very kind of interesting and intriguing to me how someone could swing between belief and non-belief like that. And I think as we got more into the story, I found this world of mega churches out in the U.S., very interesting and very kind of relevant to today because, you know, they have this very liberal looking outward kind of front, but it's masking this more conservative, old school ideology that's kind of at the root of it all. And I think that's certainly what I was really interested in exploring in the film.
So how did you two actually connect at film school? I mean, it had to be, I mean, just from the perspective of your film too, you know, it's jumping into a new world for the main character. And you, of course, I would guess coming from the Midwest, jumped into a new world when you went to film school in London, right?
Well, as far as Speaking in Tongues goes, there was, I got a chance to make a short film at school that was, I just called Tongues, and it's sort of a short version of this movie, and it ended up going to like the London Short Film Fest, and Laurie didn't work on it, but it was the first time that like I probably told him about, you know, my experiences in this world. And then we both graduated and we're both kind of working on our own things for a year or two, and then I really wanted to do a feature, something that was cheap and possible to do, and we kept kind of talking about it and returning to this idea of just kind of this simple story about a church getting started that, like Laurie already mentioned, they're kind of just this interesting subculture. There's these young churches focused on young people that they focus on young people and recruiting young people, probably because they're young and they're looking for answers and they're looking for a community, and the churches give them that. And they just seem like a bright, fun place with like free coffee and cool rock music. But then a lot of them, and this isn't true of all of them, but a lot of the non-denominational ones or evangelical, they have kind of these really hardcore values at the center of it. I mean, and they believe kind of stuff that we might say is a little more extreme, like speaking in tongues, like visions and prophecy.
Well, so let's talk about your cast and how you went about that process.
The fun thing's going to be is that at Austin Film Festival will be the first time that I've met any of the cast, actually. So that can be quite fun.
Wow, that's cool. Well, let's talk about that cast, because you have really a wonderful cast. I don't know any of these people in your film, and they were really wonderful. I mean, the environment, it's just exactly how the film felt to me. So I'd really love to hear how you prepped your actors for this, especially having been through a world like this yourself, having it be such a personal story, and also where you found them.
This film was very DIY. So like I moved I got a transfer with my job to Chicago, like to make this film, kind of just with no first step in front of us except that Laurie and I were writing a script together. So for like 6 or 8 months I was just kind of constantly on the side of my job. I was posting as we were writing the film, I was posting like casting calls on backstage.com and like these kind of web the online profiles for actors and stuff, and just kind of was like kind of going everywhere. And it was just sort of organic how a lot of the key people came together, because I met a lot of the I met a lot of the cast that way then through those interviews. And then the main guy, Scott, is a I think really good in the movie, but he's not, he doesn't want to be an actor, and he doesn't claim to be an actor. He's a friend of my brother. They went to college together, and we had somebody else who for months was going to be the lead in the movie. And for such a kind of a low budget movie, that's really important. That's one of the only things that's going to make it happen, and then he just had to he just ended up, he couldn't do it. He had to pull out. And then, so, yeah, just got really lucky and found Scott. And just, I don't know what else to say except it just was kind of like really lucky. And he turned out to be the perfect guy. And he was just very patient with the process as well, and very open to learning. And I think he's got this kind of natural, like just kind of who he is fit the character really well, if that makes sense. So Tyler plays the pastor, the kind of other central figure, and his story is also really funny because I auditioned him for the lead for Jake, because he's actually the same age as Scott, the lead, which is kind of funny. And I found him through just kind of like going through all the local colleges, like, if they had an acting program, they normally put out who's graduating, they give you the cover sheet and stuff like that. So I found him and I really liked him, but I just thought like, he looks like he's 30 or something and he's 22, and like it just didn't work for the main character. And at the time, because everything was so DIY, I got the really bad idea to play the pastor myself. And I'm not an actor. I am not a good actor. And we did about 4 days of that, and it was terrible. And like, because I'd be running around doing everything else, and then it'd be like, "This is your scene," and I'd be like, "Oh crap!" And I'd run in. I wouldn't know my lines, even though I wrote, or Laurie and I wrote them. And so we kind of hit rock bottom. And I was kind of looking at I woke up one morning with the crew, and I was like, "Just tell me, like, am I bad?" And they were like, "Yeah, you're really bad." And so, and they just had in the back of my mind, I remembered Tyler, I remembered that audition, I remembered kind of his commanding deep voice. I called him up and I was like, "What are you doing tomorrow?" And he was like, "I can make it work." And he just jumped in and was great. And that was the other, he just showed up. Before that, I had only had a 20-minute conversation with him, and it was really good. He really grew into the role, and I don't know what to say except we got really lucky with him, I guess.
Excuse me. Hi. Listen, would you be willing to take a quick survey?
About what?
It's about religion and stuff.
Yeah, sure.
I get your name?
Gary Johnson.
Hi, Gary. I'm Jake. Can I ask you where you're from?
Gary, Indiana.
Gary from Gary. Okay, ready?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
You think God punishes us?
I think Jesus died for our sins, if that's what you mean.
I know God, man. He punishes me, man. Dude, I was just robbed. This guy, he gave me these pills. And I just woke up, man, like an hour ago at the Barnes & Noble. He, like, took everything, man, my wallet and everything.
If I told you that we can be clean with God today, would you want to be?
Man, I'm not a good person, man.
That's not true. Gary, God loves you. You're his son. He wants you to be good. A new start. Would you want that?
Yeah, man, yeah, I think I would.
Can I?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you for joining us for this special episode of the On Story podcast. At the 25th Annual Austin Film Festival, we are thrilled to present a diverse array of outstanding international storytellers. We hope you will join us October 25th through November 1st. You can get your film passes and badges at austinfilmfestival.com, where you can also find this year's full lineup of films and panels. You've been listening to Austin Film Festival's On Story.